ichor of desire. She looked levelly at him. "This can be yours," she said. The plum kiss of her glistening lips, a distraction from the words. Still, he heard them and heeded their plea. The ichor of desire pumping hard and fast through his veins, ringing in his ears, a rushing river of carnal thoughts. One look at her, and he could clearly see that the shape of his destruction would be found in the curve of her sensuality.